Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's that time again when we welcome Ocean State Theater Company back to the studios. Amy Turner is here. Welcome back, Amy.
Hi, Mike.
Nice to see you once again.
And likewise.
You have brought someone special with you.
Indeed.
Her name is Jerry Ann Jenga. Welcome, Jerry Ann.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Did I say that okay?
You certainly did.
Okay, I got
very, very nicely.
The Jerry Ann and the Jenga part is okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be playing Dorothy Brock.
That is correct.
And you make candy. No, that's something
else. Oh, yes, on the side.
That's a different kind of candy. No. This is going to be 42nd Street, you're in that, which is opening at Ocean State Theater on April 23rd. So Wednesday coming up, you'll be having previews, and Thursday and then Friday opening night. And Amy, sounds like an exciting show.
You know, I love this show so much. It actually was the show that I made my Broadway debut in as a dancer, playing one of the supporting characters, Phyllis Dale. So I've just always had an amazing place in my heart for this. I pride myself in sort of being a dancer, but a tap dancer specifically. And but I think that beyond, you know, obviously my joy of this show is, it's just, I can't even think of anything that comes close. It's the greatest tap dance musical of all time. It's something we've never done at Ocean State Theater yet. We're thrilled to bring it. It's a big cast, big dance numbers. It's everything you want in a musical.
It's one of those shows that I have heard of, obviously, but I've never seen it. So I'm looking forward to this opportunity. And Jerry Ann, before we get to your role as Dorothy, let's find out a little bit about you. Before the show started, I found out you have some Rhode Island connections, although you're a New Yorker.
I certainly do. My mom's entire family is from Rhode Island. My sister is on WPRO, her Tara Granahan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so we've been here a while. I've been here, I don't want to say how many years. But we go back and forth to New York, but we call Rhode Island home.
Call Rhode Island home.
Yes.
Well, that's great. It's great to have you here. And is this your Ocean State Theater debut?
It certainly is. I actually went into New York City for the audition, not realizing until I got into the room and I said, Ocean State Theater. I said, is this in Rhode Island? And it was Joel who said, yeah. And I said, I live in Rhode Island. So it was kind of fun. I was very excited. And then when I got the call, I was even more excited.
It's like going to California for that Dunkin' Donuts commercial. You would have had the accent.
Right?
All right. Yeah,
right? Sometimes we reach out into the world and all the way into New York City, and then we bring folks home, which is a thrill for us. We were really excited to find Jerry Ann.
Now, Jerry Ann, your background, you've been acting a long time. As a matter of fact, again, off air before the show started, we found out we were both had starring roles in Meet Joe Black, the movie.
Starring roles. That's exactly right. Different body parts starred in Meet Joe Black.
I was an extra, and you had a little bit bigger part, but not as much as you'd wish.
No, that's exactly true.
But since then, you've done lots of other things. Give us a little bit of history about some of the other things that you've been involved with.
As I was raising my children here in Rhode Island, I sort of took a step back and just worked on choreography and got to work with, it was cool at the time, I got to work with the group NSYNC, Justin Timberlake and that group. All so right. My kids thought I was really cool. It sort of put acting and performing in the background until just recently when my daughter said to me, let's go to New York and you come with me. And then she forced me into an audition, literally gave me sheet music and said, go in. And I did three roles this summer in New York, and it was just, it was like rebirth, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I heard about this theater here in Rhode Island. I had seen a friend of mine Fred Chef du Les Mis.
Sure, Fred's been a guest on and spoken at the very same microphone.
Blown away by the talent here in the theater, and I'm so excited to be working with this cast and this particular director. She's amazing. She demands excellence, so it's going to be an excellent show. I can't wait.
Great. All right. Well, let's get to a piece of music as we usually do, and we'll start with the overture. Sounds like a good place to start, right, Amy?
Perfect place.
We'll be right back. Amy, we already mentioned that the show previews on Wednesday and Thursday and then opening night on Friday night. So it runs April 23rd to May 18th.
Yeah.
And if people would love to go to the theater and support the theater and see a great show, they can get tickets by going to where?
Well, I always like to encourage people to go to the website, oceanstatetheater.org, O-R-G. Also, there's a lot of great information on our Facebook page. If you're a Facebook fan, you can like us on Facebook or call the box office, 401-921-6800. We open every day at noon. Or, of course, get in your car and come down and find us and say hello in person. The box office is open both for phone and for walk-up starting at noon every day.
All right. As we say, just a stone's throw from the airport in Warwick on Jefferson Boulevard. And for those of you that are Rhode Islanders, it's near where the Wonder Bakery thrift shop used to be.
That is correct. That is exactly right. It's or just a little bit
from
further
the Greenwood
down.
Inn, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, in that area. So you get the end of Jefferson Boulevard we're talking about down near Main Avenue.
Well, and as you said about it closing, we did add 4 performances right now on that last week. So, you know, there's great seating available. You know, come early, but if you really want, there's some good seats because we just added those 4 performances.
Right. Originally, it was supposed to close on May 18th. So we have a whole nother. May 11th, rather, and now it's going to close on the 18th, so there's a whole other week of opportunity there, so that's a great deal. Let's get back to you, Jerry Ann, and talk about Dorothy Brock and her role, and who does she play? Who is she?
Dorothy Brock, she's an amazing character. I'm just so fortunate to be able to explore who she is. She's a grand dame of the theater. She has paid her dues, so to speak, and is sort of at a crossroads in her career. She's in a show that is a dance show, and she's made her career as a singer and an actor, and is a little, I don't want to say intimidated by the dance portion of the show, but finds herself a little more uncomfortable than she has ever been. Realizing
is this due to the fact that everyone is younger than her?
That is, it is, and that does play a part in her discomfort. But she is Dorothy Brock, and she wants everyone to know that. You know, this show is all about her. However, there's a budding new up and coming leading lady who sort of gets in her way, so to speak. But I won't tell you any more about that.
Okay. We'll save the mystery.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of fun because it takes place right in the middle of the Depression. So, you know, this is kind of a make or break scenario for the writing team. There's 2 characters, Bert and Maggie, and for the director, Julian Marsh. You know, there's a line in the play where they're down for the count. You know, the stock market got you down too. And so everybody is at a place where there's breadlines. And, you know, so holding on to what you have is an important theme of this. So everybody's just really trying to make this amazing Broadway show. It's a show within a show scenario. And they have Dorothy as their leading lady. But, you know, as Jerry Ann just mentioned, she's not a dancer. And all of a sudden she's in a dance show. And so there's some problems with that.
All right. Well, we'll get to a piece of music now. It's called The Habit. And I'm not sure if this is from Nonsense or from...
It's called Getting to Be a Habit Rent. With Me. It's a really long title. And all the music is from that era, from that time period. So a lot of people will be familiar with some of these songs. But this is actually one of the first numbers she learns with her leading man, an actor, a character named Billy Lawler. They sing this duet.
I don't know exactly how it started, but it started in fun. I just wanted someone to be gay with, to play with someone. But now I realize that I could never let you go, and I've come to tell you so. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. Getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think our love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Getting to be a habit with you. All right. So that's sung by Dorothy, the part nice. That you play.
Correct.
And sounds like a fun song.
It is a fun song.
And that's at the good part of the show where she's not feeling intimidated, I presume?
She's not. She's just met her new leading man, and you're going to have to come and see what happens.
Right.
I'm not giving any of the good stuff away.
We don't give any too much good stuff away,
okay,
all right.
Good.
Amy, this is traditionally, for the three people that are left in Rhode Island that haven't been to the Ocean State Theater yet, this is a full production. And you're always known for the great set designs and beautiful costuming and stuff like that. And this takes place, you said, in the Depression?
Mm-hmm, it does, yeah.
And so the sets and the costuming relates to that, I presume?
They do. You know, it's interesting because it's still about a Broadway show. And if you think back, it was actually based off of a novella and then called 42nd Street. And then it was turned into a movie. Many people might remember that movie from back in the 30s. And then it wasn't until I believe it was 1980 that turned it into a musical of the musical of the novella, if you will. Make no mistake, though, unlike, say, a show like Annie, that's also written almost at the exact same time period, we go to Broadway and there's unbelievable costumes in this, you know, when we'll get to eventually the song We're in the Money. You know, it's just all about full on Broadway. Mm-hmm. This is unusual for us as an organization. We've talked about this often, that we do everything in-house. We build the sets, we build the props, right. We build the costumes and all of that. But this show is so big and so specific that we have actually rented probably about 3/4 of the costumes from another theater that had done the production. So it just really, there's too many, literally too many for us to build with our small staff. So there's a, you know, I would say, like I said, about 25% of the costumes we're still building in-house. But there's, gosh, I want to say there must be 150 costumes in the show alone.
Wow. All right. Well, again, something to look forward to. Let's try to get one more piece of music in before the break, and this is called Getting Out. Does that have anything to do with your character, Jerianne?
It sure does. We're taking the show on the road, and it's going to be a big preview in Philadelphia.
All right. We will listen to that and then be back with more of the Ocean State Theater Company.
Even the cat a note.
Quick, call me a ferry boat. Getting out of town.
I'm shining my traveling shoes. Big scoop in the Daily News. Who sang his toodaloos? Getting out of town.
Neighbors are humble guys. They promise to clean the blinds.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and we're sitting with Amy Turner from the Ocean State Theater Company and Jerry Ann Jenga, who is playing the role of Dorothy Brock in 42nd Street, which opens on Wednesday. And Amy, there's a little connection to some of the actors, always, it seems. There's a little thread that goes, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah.
And there's someone in here that has directed some of the Ocean State Theater productions in the past, right?
There is. So the foil, if you will, for Dorothy Brock, the obstacle is the director of the show. And he's a renowned Broadway producer and director, and his name is Julian Marsh. And
now that's the part of the director, mm-hmm. not the actual director.
Okay. And our production, Julian Marsh, is played by Russell Garrett. Now, interestingly enough, Russell and I both did the production of 42nd Street on Broadway together. And that's how he and I originally met many, 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 many years ago, still in the 80s. So he was running a theater in Foothills and came down to see a Theater by the Sea production. And so we reconnected and touched base. So then he actually directed our production of The Full Monty, our production of Hairspray. And then most recently, last summer, he directed our production of Legally Blonde, right. The musical, all amazing shows, great successes, all of them. And so now he's making his Ocean State Theater acting debut in this role. So there's a really lovely connection. And it's nice to have, you know, his talent, clearly, but also his understanding and comprehension of the role and of what the show kind of means and is.
Cool. All right. Now, you mentioned earlier about the costuming, and I just kind of let you talk, and I didn't ask about this. I think you said 150 costumes?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't count them, I'll be honest with you, but yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a cast of 23, and, you know, I think the girls, that might be an underestimation, quite frankly, because I think the girls all have 7 costumes each.
Wow.
So, I don't know, you do that math. Maybe it's closer to 200. It's a lot.
All right.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Stunning, some of the costumes. Yeah. Stunning.
And, Jerry Ann, have you had the opportunity in some of your past productions to work with live orchestration before? I presume so.
I have. It's very exciting. Just at the moment, we're working with Jay, and he's amazing, makes everyone feel so comfortable. We haven't gone live yet with the orchestra, but we're anticipating this. So. Can't wait.
That's probably one of the most frequently asked questions, I think, mm-hmm. when Amy and I do. You may not be aware of this, but on Sunday after the opening, I go to the theater and we do a Conducting Conversations Live. So the audience has a chance to ask you questions in
a fabulous
talkback session. Mm-hmm. And I think the most frequently asked question is how much rehearsal time goes into it. And everybody's always amazed when it's so short. Like you say, you haven't, you know, you're opening on Wednesday and you're still in this period of just trying to get together with the orchestra. That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
The orchestra rehearses typically on Monday night, so tomorrow night, for about 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then they have a rehearsal with the cast on Tuesday night for about 4 hours. And then Wednesday afternoon for about 4 hours. And then Wednesday night is their first preview. And, you know, it seems maybe obvious, but that really is the difference between professional theater and non-professional theater, I think, and professional musicians. And it's why we rely so heavily on their talents and their skill set. And as she said, Jay Atwood, our musical director, who's familiar to a lot of folks in Rhode Island, but, you know, he's got a task in front of him for sure. But he is certainly up to that task.
All right. This next song, all I have is the. The word dames.
Hey, look, if you got a bunch of showgirls on Broadway, you might as well sing a song about dames, right?
All right, here we go.
Who writes the words and music for all the girly shows? No one cares and no one knows. The handsome hero, some villain always frames, but who cares if there's a plot or not, when they've got a lot of dames.
show for? Tell the truth, you go to see those beautiful dames. You spend your dough for bouquets that grow for all those cute and cunning, young and beautiful dames. Dames are temporary flames to you. Dames, you don't recall their names, do you? But their caresses and home addresses linger in your memory of those beautiful, in your memory, see those beautiful, in your memory, all those beautiful.
Amy, as usual, we've gotten a little bit carried away with our conversation, and we're trying to squeeze in some great songs from the show. So this next one is called We're in the Money.
Yeah.
And I think everybody will know this one, right?
I think so.
I got it!
Well, what is it? A penny?
A nickel?
Will you hold your horses and let me get the dirt off?
Look back.
Jerry Ann, I'm going to ask you now quickly to introduce this next song so we can get in before the next break. It's one that I'm sure everybody knows the title to and can kind of hum along with, called Lullaby of Broadway.
Absolutely. Yes. And so in the show, through a set of circumstances, which we won't give away any of the good stuff, they're forced to find a new leading lady. Wink, wink. And this is where this song comes in.
All right, great. We will we'll look forward to the wink, wink, and listen to this, and then we'll be back with more after this song.
I'm sorry, show business isn't for me. I'm going back to Allentown.
What was that word you just said? Allentown? I'm offering you a chance to star in the biggest musical Broadway scene in 20 years, and you say Allentown? Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo. The lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of the subway train. The rattle of the taxi. The daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's when a Broadway baby says goodnight. It's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby.
Flat.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ocean State Theater's Amy Turner and Jerry Ann Jenga from 42nd Street. And that's going to be opening this coming Wednesday for previews and Thursday previews and then opening night on Friday. And I mentioned that on Sunday we'll be doing the Conducting Conversations live after the show. And if you're in the audience, you get a chance to ask Jerry Ann some questions. So, you know, if you're from Warwick, you can find out about where she went to school, and she attended six high schools.
I certainly did.
Find out why you get kicked out of all those schools.
I was a bad kid.
But actually, if you are interested in doing that, you should react very quickly, because I think there's not many seats left for that Sunday performance. The last time I checked, it's
Sunday is doing very well for us. The whole opening weekend, actually, which is of course why we extended the show. There are still, you know, really good seats available for almost every show, but that fourth week is the best availability. But then you don't get to see Mike Mano live.
Well, there you go. You have to do that. We want to talk about the upcoming things. You've announced the next season, but before that, you have a couple of new productions that are going to be happening this summer. Always Patsy Cline, opening on June 4th and running to the 22nd, and then Guys and Dolls opening on July 9th and running to the 27th of July. Two exciting shows.
Yeah, we did, of course, Legally Blonde last summer. It went very well. We realized there's a lot of folks that are around during the week and even around during the weekends in the summer. You know, a lot of staycationers, if you will. And you know, especially Guys and Dolls, but they're really both really great multi-generational family shows. Mm-hmm. So if you have folks visiting you, whether they're young or old, we really tried to find programming that you could, you know, kind of really enjoy your summer and take in a show at the same time.
And you have some children's things coming up too, right?
We do. We'll have our second year of Camp OSTC in this new space. It's the newly designed camp. And actually, Dr. Fred Scheff, who we mentioned earlier, was our Jean Valjean in Les Mis, directed the camp last summer and will be repeating that. And it's 2 3-week sessions for students going into 4th through 9th grade. And the idea of the program is that they really touch every aspect of putting together a musical. They pick the topic, they build characters, they write the script, they pull music from a library, they help in designing the set, designing the costumes, and ultimately, you know, it evolves into a production for their friends and family. It's all overseen by professionals. In fact, Jerry Ann's daughter, come to find out, was one of our master class teachers last year, and she taught a dance class, and we have playwriting workshops and different things like that. So they're really guided through the process, but they touch every aspect of putting together a musical. And I'm very proud that in January we did a benefit concert with all of our alumni kids, mm-hmm. and they raised about $2,000 to start a Camp OSTC scholarship fund. So we are able this year to provide some financial support to a select few children who may not be able to afford the camp on their own. So please go to our website, find out about it. There's only 30 kids for each session. It's filling up quickly, but there are still some spaces left.
Excellent opportunity. All right, let's get to another piece of music. This title is probably known by everybody, but I would venture to say most people couldn't sing the music, but they know the title called Shuffle Off to Buffalo. Jerry Ann, anything particular you want to tell them, or just...
It's an amazing piece, another amazing piece, choreographed by our fearless leader, Amy, and you've got to come and see it. Come and check us out.
Here we go.
Now that we have had the rice and flowers, the knot is tied.
I can visualize such happy hours close by your side.
The honeymoon in store is one that you'll adore. I'm gonna take you for a ride.
You go home and get your panties, I'll go home and get my skanties, and away we'll go. Ooh, off we're gonna shuffle off to Buffalo.
Tonight
Niagara in a sleeper. There's no honeymoon that's cheaper, and the train goes slow. Oh, off we're going to shuffle, shuffle off the buffalo. Someday the stork may pay a visit and leave a little souvenir, just a little cute. What is it? But we'll discuss that later, dear. For a little silver quarter, we can have the pool reporter turn the lights down low. Ooh, off we're gonna shuffle, shuffle off the buffalo.
We come to the end of another quick hour. And Jerry Ann, I want to thank you very much for coming in today and being part of the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I really had a great time. Thank you.
I can't wait to see the show and look forward to seeing your performance. I'm sure it'll be great. And Amy, thank you for again coming in and brightening our day for all our listeners and telling them about 42nd Street.
My pleasure.
And if they'd like to get tickets, they can always go to
OceanStateTheater.org, O-R-G. Come to the theater, please. And our phone number is 921-6800.
All right. And we'll see you there. If you're there on Friday night, I'll be there. Or on Sunday for the talkback, I'll be there again. And I look forward to it. We only had a chance to listen to a portion of Shuffle Off to Buffalo a few minutes ago because of time constraints. And we're going to listen to a portion of this last piece, which is the 42nd Street Ballet, correct, Amy?
Yeah, so this is the title number. Actually, a piece of it ends the first act, and we see it to its fruition in the second act. And it's a song and a dance that tells a story that you'll have to come to the theater to really see. But it's a great song no matter what.
Great. Look forward to seeing you all at Ocean State Theater Company, Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, for 42nd Street. And see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
In the heart of little old New York, you'll find a thoroughfare. It's the part of little old New York that runs into Times Square. A crazy quilt that Wall Street Jack built. If you've got a little time to spare, I want to take you there. Come and meet those dancing come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to. 42nd Street, hear the beat of dancing feet. It's the song I love, the melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s in a
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.